Doesn't mean over here Tamar. Tamar means the south. Letzivaisam, according to their hosts, the Nasil of Neruvain Elitzo Ben Shadayur. Okay, let's see Rashi. There is no Rashi, but there's going to be over here a nice Targum. Targumim.
There's no Rashi till Pesach Yud Zayin.
Okay, good. So we'll just run to the Pesukim. And here I like this Taimana. What does Taimana mean? Targum. Takes means the flag. Mashris Ruvain. Doroima. The Targum translates the word Taimon as the south. According to their numbers, their hosts, V'rabba, and the great one, the Nasil of Neruvain, and to mention the earth. Okay, now why is this Targum a very interesting Targum? That is because the word Taimon, whoever said the word Taimon means the south. Taimon was one of the names of Esav's sons. And Taimon is Yemen. Is that what it is? Is that what we call today? The Taimonim, the Yemenites. The Yemenites are not called the south. The Yemenites are called Taimonim because they live in the land of Taimon. Taimon happens to be one of the cities of one of the territories of Esav. So let me turn to you. I was just looking at this a few moments ago. Actually, would you believe it? I tried to prepare for the share, and I came across this. I found it very interesting what it says over here. This is pasuk 10. Okay, so over here in the Targum it says the word Taimon, and in the Ma'at Sari, I'm going to read you what it says over here. This is really more interesting. Doroima. Yesh shahamikra yikro lipaas olam bikinuyim vidoroim mechune yimin. Okay, doroima kloshna kosev tsafoin viyamin ata bivaisamene shahamikra meteres kilu hadaponet lo or hashemesh lemizroch vnimso shedorem liyiminoi. Okay, so vinikra taimon. Okay, so this is a fascinating concept. The word Taimon, make believe you delete the Tav. Not the Tav. The Tav. What happens if you delete the letter Tav? What do you get? Yamin. The right side. Kol pinushata ponelo yehel yamin. And that means that Taimon is the right side of the world. How is it the right side of the world? You have to assume that you're facing east. If you're facing east, that is the standard direction to face east. Why? I guess that's where the sun rises. All of our maps are in the modern maps. You look at the map, the top of the page is north. Why north? I don't know. Why is that the case? Why is it the case that all of our modern maps, the top of the page is north? The bottom is south, the right side is east, and the left side is west. Why is that so? I don't know, there must be a reason. I guess because the world travelers, they travel to America. For some reason, that is the convention. But let's try to make believe you turn the map and you're facing the top of the, make believe the top of the page is east. If the top of the page, if the top of the page is east, then to your right side is south, and to your left side is north, and the bottom of the page will be west. So we have a very nice yesod. Taimon really means right. How do you know the word Taimon means right? Because the word Taimon is Yud Mem Nun. Yud Mem Nun is Yemin, the right. What is the test doing there? The test is just a prefix. It's a letter that is just padded there to the word, you know, to give the word some for some grammar reason. And therefore, Dega Machane Ruvain, Dega Machane Ruvain, Taimona, Ruvain is going to be on the right. Dega Machane Ruvain is on the right. Okay, now that's one interpretation. Now, what is the right? So the Targum says, Takes Mashris Ruvain Doroima. Doroima is translating that the Yemin, the right, happens to be south. That's interpretation number one. Okay, that to me is a chidush. I never knew that. It was kedai for me to come tonight to learn this beautiful yisoid. Now he says another interpretation. And then he goes on to say, v'nigri yitimam says, okay, avol das ha-gro, v'vil negoin. Nikra ha-doroim teimon, south is called Teimon, al shem she'eretz edoim, ha-shechenis b'doroim eretz yishol, nischalkal mishpachos b'bnei Esav. O mishpachas Teimon, hi ha-rishonis shebe edoim. Kema she'kosof aluf Teimon. Okay, so we have a new interpretation according to the Gra, and the Gra says that the land that is to the south of Eretz Yisrael was given as a Yerusha to Esav, and Esav's oldest son, his name was Teimon. That's what it says. Edom, one of his sons is Edom. Edom is his Esav, and Esav and Edom has a son called Teimon, and Teimon is, and that's where they settled. Thus, anytime we want to refer to the south, we borrow from the map of Eretz Yisrael. Now it's a little bit strange, no? Because over here we're not in Eretz Yisrael. Where are we located? Over here, the Jewish people are traveling in the desert. They're traveling in the desert, far, far away from a civilization, from Eretz Yisrael, and yet we are borrowing terminology from the final destination of when they will come to Eretz Yisrael. When they will come to Eretz Yisrael, there's Eretz Canaan in the center, and in the south is Esav, our enemy, Yaakov's brother. He has a son, Edom. Edom has a son called Teimon, and they settle due south of Eretz Yisrael. So, Mamela, anytime you want to give a mashal of what it means south, you say the word Teimon. That is what it says over here in the Ma'at Sari, a very nice interpretation, something a little bit different to learn over here. Okay, then he goes on to say, Avol Onkelis b'targuma yehesir ki akinu shemikra perish ha-kavana. Onkelis. Alright, so you could take it as it is. Two interpretations of what the Talmud calls south. Okay, let's jump through the Pesukim very quickly over here. Then we have over here, Degel Machane Uvein B'tim L'Tzav Zav 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 Zav. Then we have Utsva'oi, Ufi Kudav, the army, and the officers, Shisha V'Yarbom Elef, V'Chamesh Mios, 46,500. V'Achayim L'Mate Shimon, and Shimon, who's next to Ruvain? Shimon. V'Nasla V'Nei Shimon, El Shtulum Elven Shaloi. Utsvaif Gudehem, Tisha V'Chamishim, it's going to be Tisha V'Chamishim, Elef, 59,000, Shloi Shmios. Mate God. V'Nasil V'Nei God, El Yosof, V'Nasil V'Nei God, El Yosof, Ben Reuel. Okay, we have over here, this is Ben Reuel. Utsvaif Gudehem, Chamisha V'Abam Elef, 45,000, and Sheish Rosh HaChamishim, 650, Kol HaPkudim L'Mate Ruvain. Now we go, we add up all the numbers, the three different Shvatim, we have God, we have Shimon, we have Ruvain. Kol HaPkudim L'Mate Ruvain, Ma'as Elef, V'Echad, V'Chamishim Elef, V'Abam Yos, V'Chamishim, V'Sosom, V'Shim Yos, Yisohu. They traveled second. 151,450, and this Degel, which included three Shvatim, who are the three Shvatim? Ruvain, Shimon, and God. Ruvain, Shimon, and God, they traveled together under one flag. Okay, so now we have gone through two of the four Degolim. Now we come to V'nosa Oil Moed Machane Leviim, V'secha Machanois, in the center were the Leviim. So the same way they encamped, they traveled. Ish al yadul l'diglihem. Everyone stood by their degel. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Now over here we do have some Rashi. No, we do have some Rashi. Okay, this pasuk we have some Rashi. V'nosa oil moed Rashi oil moed la'achar shnei degolim ha'ol. After these two degolim, kasher yachnu ken yisrohu k'mo shepirashi halichosan. Every degel traveled along the side. Al yodoi, what is it over here? King al ish al yodoi, each person al yodoi. What does that mean? Yodoi al mekoymoi. The word yad means the makom. The ain loshin yad zoz mi mashmoi. Ruach shel tzidoi korui al yodoi. The side is called the Yad, Hasmuch Eloi L'chol Choshotas Yodoy. Okay, the extension of your hand. It means in your area. What is the title of this pasuk? V'notel mashkan zimla mashras levoi begoy mash risa kmod de shoran kinagun gevar alashay. Okay, so now we go quickly. Begel machane Ephraim l'tzavosim v'notel nefarim l'shamen l'menhud l'tzav gudgem arbav elef hamishim. That's 40,500. We add up the three Shvatim, Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin. They are number three. Okay, they are number three. Okay, they will travel as number three. Let me just see if we have over here something over here. Pasuk 24. Let me read you what is in the Ma'atzari. It says, Perish, Kisha Hashlishis, Perish, Behashlishis. What does that mean? Gam kan loytirgum kolosh nakosav v'ayim ashakosav leel posik tezayin. All right, I don't really know what that means. Let's go further. Now we go to the fourth degel. Degel machane don. Okay. Now we come to machane don. Tzofoina, north. Okay, they're going to be on the north. We add up the three Shvatim, Don, Osher, and Naphtali. And what do we get? What's the grand total? Six hundred, and that's going to be number four, period. All right, so we've now come to the end. We've now reached the end. We've gone through all 12 Shvatim, really 13 Shvatim, because Shevet Levi is in the center, and there are four Degolim, and each of the four Degolim have three Shvatim, and they all encamp around Machane Leviya in the center. And when they travel, it's 1, 2, then the Leviim, and 3, 4. Now we make a finale, a total sum. Eile Pikudev Neishol Levi Savasam called Pikudev HaMachanes Litzavasam. What's the total sum of everyone all put together? Sheish Meos Elef Ushloisha Salafim 603, 550. Okay, if there's one number in the entire Torah that you should memorize, this is the number. Mayor Appledorf, he walks around the whole day reciting this number. 603-550. I bet you Mayor Tamari knows this number inside out. Right? Ask her if she knows this number. 603-550. This is the total number of males over the age of 20 who traveled in Eretz Yisrael, who traveled, this is the total, this is the number. That's the big number, 603-550. Okay, now, what about that, by the way?
That's 613, that's 603.
603, what did I say? I said 613? See, I don't even know how to say numbers. 603-550. 603-550. That's the big number, the total number of Jews who traveled in the desert, not including Shevet Levi. This includes the 12 Shvatim minus, not including Shevet Levi. The Halleviim loy haspaktu b'sach b'nei Yisrael. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, they were not counted. Ein habrocha mitzuya ela bedover hasomoy min ha'ayin. There is no number to the number of Leviim that were in the center. We do not have a number for them. We only have a number for the 12 Shvatim, which are broken up into four Degolim, three Shvatim per Degel that surrounded the Levim, but the Levim were not included in this tally. Alevim loy hospaktu besoch b'nei Yisrael. Okay, now vayasu b'nei Yisrael k'chol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. They did whatever they were told. Kein chanu l'diglihem. They this is a pretty big thing over here what they did. Everyone went and they encamped according to their degel. Everyone took their position in Klal Yisrael. Each person according to his family, by his fathers, everyone followed the rules. Everyone went and they did what they're supposed to do. Okay? Now
we don't have a real count of all of the nation because we didn't count the women.
Exactly. We did not count the women, we did not count the Levim. Exactly. See, this is very important. You see, this is very important. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zeichet Tzarek Levracha, you know, this goes into his calculation. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a chiddush, a very unique chiddush. How come everyone disappeared? How come all our people, they disappeared? We lost all of our members over here. Everyone dropped out here. Okay, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a calculation. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that one makes something a Rishus HaRabim. A Rishus HaRabim has to be an area that the size of Machane Leviya. Machane Leviya Machane Yisrael, the Jewish people in the desert. And in the desert it was an area of Yud Beis Mil. The entire camp from end to end was a square of Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil. According to our calculations, Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil is approximately 8 miles. An area of 8 miles by 8 miles. How many men were there in this area? 603,550. And we know that was called the Rishus HaRabim, because the pasuk says, Al Yetze Ish Mimukoma by Yom HaShvi'i. You should not go out on the day 7, Mimukoma by Yom HaShvi'i. It has a din of a Rishus HaRabim. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if you can recreate such an area today in the modern world, that's an area of a square of Yud Beis Mil, which is approximately 8 miles by 8 miles. I think it's something like that. Maybe making a mistake, maybe it's 3 miles. I think it's 8 miles by 8 miles, something like that. You can recreate it and you can find in that area 603,000 men and 550, 603,550. That automatically makes an area into a Rishus HaRabim de Oiraisa. Now, what does that mean exactly? 600,000 and 3,550. So it's not so clear. Mr. Rappo, you are correct. You have to add in the Levim, and you have to add in women and children. And according to people who crunch numbers like this,
the Erev Rav.
And no, the Erev Rav is not included in this number?
Of course not. It's not the Shvatim.
Okay. So what does it come out to? So the people who make these calculations, they claim that it comes out to between 2.5 million to 3 million people. If you have 603,550 men over the age of 20, so you have to assume there's a woman for each man. And you have to also do the stats of how many of them have been married, children, grandchildren. And as the mayor said, this is the Erev Rav. And you have to take into consideration as well as Shevet Levi, that is not included in this number.
There's much more yet. Shisha Bekeres Echad. So you had a lot of more.
But they died. It says that the Chamul Shivalu B'nei Shom Yeretz Mitzrayim. Well, look, we have here a number of 603,550. That's what it says. They're in the desert. Right now, they're in the desert. And it tells us in the desert, over the age of 20, the number is 603,550. Men over the age of 20. And what about women? So you have to assume right off the bat there's at least for every man is one woman. So that brings it up to approximately 1.2 million. Now what about Sheva Levi? So every Sheva was approximately 50,000. Okay, so Sheva Levi the most was 50,000. Mayor once did the Erev Rav. So we're up to 1.2 million. You're going to add another 50,000 for Sheva Levi. You're going to add some to Erev. And what about the children? What about the children under the age of 20? What are the statistics? The Pentagon could give you these numbers. So the people who crunch these numbers will tell you that based upon the number of the Torah of 603,550, we have a right to assume that there was approximately between 2.5 million and 3 million Jews living in this location within a square of 8 miles by 8 miles. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, he's unique in this regard, Paskins, that if you find a place in the world today, an area that's 8 miles by 8 miles, and in this area there is a population of 2.5 million people, you have to assume that this is a Rishus HaRabim De'oraisa. There's no one that says this Chiddush except Rav Moshe Feinstein, and many Gedolei Yisrael have challenged Rav Moshe Feinstein on this Chiddush. They have strongly challenged that there's no Makar for this Chiddush. Rav Moshe would not step down from this. He held this to be his opinion, and the Mela, he held that Brooklyn, okay, this is a very big, very, very, very big debate. Yesterday, the population changes, that Brooklyn, starting from where Brooklyn begins, go off the area when you get off the BQ, you get off the Prospect Expressway, going all the way down to Coney Island. It is an area from end to end which meets these numbers, these dimensions of an open area with no impediments of, I think it's, is that correct, 8 miles, or maybe it's less, whatever Yud Beis Mil is, I'm making a total mistake, whatever Yud Beis Mil, 2,000 Amos multiplied by 12. Maybe it's a lot less than that. Probably a lot less than that. I don't even know. Whatever it is, maybe it's not. But 8 miles, and according to the stats of New York City, there are more than 2.5 million people that live in between the Prospect Expressway, the exit, Avenue, what is it called? What's the first avenue? Then you get out of the Prospect Expressway. When you get out of the Prospect Expressway, what's the first avenue? Whatever comes before Beverly, what's the block before Beverly? Atlantic? I don't even know. I don't remember.
It's church.
But that's very C. Go, that's fine. Whatever it is. And you're all the way down to Coney Island. And then go from Borough Park area. I don't even know. Borough Park? Or where? Or go whatever direction. Go all the way to Canarsie. It's an area that has the dimensions of Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil, and there's more than 2.5 million people. Thus, according to Rav Moshe, this area is a Rishus HaRabim De'oraisa. And that means every dead-end street, even where Mayor Appeldorf lives, is a Rishus HaRabim De'oraisa. And for a person to go from an enclosure of four walls, a private house, into the street, into even the sidewalk, you're going from a Rishus Hayoch into a Rishus Harabim. You don't need to have a thoroughfare, one highway. You don't need that. You don't need that. Just living in such an enclosure with these dimensions automatically makes into Rishus Harabim D'Oraisa. Again, it's a very big Chiddush, and many Gedolei Yisrael disagree. They're not embarrassed to disagree with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe held his own. And the people that are very loyal to Rav Moshe, they don't ask questions, and they listen, and they don't carry on Shabbos.
If you have more people, doesn't it increase? If the other Gedolim say it's more than 2.4 million or whatever, doesn't it make it even a larger Rishus HaRabim?
What do you mean larger? What do you mean larger?
In other words, if you say there's 3 million people living in...
2.5, you don't need 3 million, 2.5. Once you have 2.5 million people living in an area, an enclosure, of Yud Beis Mil, automatically every single inch of this enclosure is called a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa.
But the other Gedolim say
they don't hold that. They don't agree with that principle. They don't agree with that. They hold Soha. They hold the other criteria.
What do you think? There's less people?
No, they agree. They agree. No one's coming to dispute with the number of people.
So what's the problem? You can't have an Erev and a Rishus
HaRabim? No, you can't. That's right. You can't have. That's right. Shulchan
Aruch. Machni Yisrael definitely had.
You need the lost lights. You need doors. You cannot have no. You cannot have an Erev. You cannot have an Erev in an area that's
strong. Was there an Erev or there wasn't?
There wasn't an Erev. Exactly what Moshe says. No, there wasn't. It's exactly what Moshe says. No, there wasn't. In the Midbar, there was no Erev. Where'd you get that from? There was no Erev. No, it wasn't. That wasn't an Erev. No. No, the Ananiya cover, Ananiya clouds.
What was the answer of going, picking up the man? They couldn't do it because of Chil Shabbat.
That's right, 100%.
No, it didn't have to do with Chil Shabbat. It had to do because Israel was in Sigma and Mar.
There was Chil Shabbat also. In addition, you think you're making a good point. There was no Erev. Where did you get such a thing? You never heard of such a thing. There was no Erev. In the Midbar, there was no Erev.
Of course there was. That surrounded the Jews.
There wasn't. It says, Moshe said, Al Yetzei Ish Mimikoyimai. We learned the laws of Yitzah and Achnas from that pasuk. Why? There was an Erev. There was an Erev and there were an Ani Akavav. It was an enclosure. It was. No, there was. An Ani Akavav is something that's not physical. It's spiritual. It's not. It doesn't count. They didn't have any mechitzos. They didn't have a b'tzuras haPesach going around. It wasn't parutz oimed meruba. There are a million conditions. There's no such thing.
No, it was absolutely not. It didn't let the ruach shemayis come in. It was completely enclosed by
the... I hear what you're saying. I don't know.
They were even on the bottom. They traveled on a moving platform.
All these other opponents that establish an area, especially the Sfardim.
Yeah. They don't hold the Schiddush. They don't accept the Schiddush. They hold in order for there to be a Rishus Rav Derayis, you have to have a road, a center road that's in the center of the city that goes from end to end. There are other conditions. There are other definitions.
Mefulish.
There has to be 600,000 people that travel on this road every single day, which you don't have anywhere in the whole Flatbush that does so. The Ocean Parkway, no, you don't have 600,000 cars going to the Ocean Parkway. No way. Not even close to it. So they hold it. You can make an Erev. Okay, now, by the way, even the people that hold the Rav Moshe, they don't listen to Rav Moshe anyway, because Mayor Appledorf has on his block an Erev. You're not allowed to have an Erev. According to Moshe, there's nothing you can do. Even on a dead end street.
I don't like Rav Nasha Klein,
you can make an Erev in the whole Flatbush.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about many. There are many people here. There are many people in Flatbush that don't that do not hold of the heter that to make an Erev in Flatbush. They do not. Yet they have no problem making an Erev on dead end streets. According to Rav Moshe, you're not allowed to make an Erev on a dead end street. Go down every single dead-end street in Flatbush, you will find, without fail, an Erev. That is not according...
You'll find Erev in the middle of the street. People just make a...
No, they don't. You don't find that. You don't find that. Not on the street. They do that in their backyards, on the sidewalk,
no,
not in the gutter.
The street too.
On the gutter?
They want to walk on the sidewalk.
Not across the street. Not across the gutter. So the answer is that a lot of the people, they're not so machmer. They hold like Rav Moshe. They don't rely upon making an Erev throughout the entire Flatbush, one massive Erev. But they're not so machmer. And they make private, smaller Eruvim in their backyard, on their block, with a couple of houses together, and on dead-end streets. I know that some of my father's, they had over here in Avenue I, by the apartment buildings on East 16th Street. There were a number of people then in those days, they all moved away, they lived there, and they wanted to make an Erev on Avenue I and East 16th Street. They wanted to make an Erev, the waterfall building, or those couple of buildings over there, on, again, Avenue I and East 16th Street, the whole area over there. So they asked my father to help them. So my father told them, he doesn't have expertise in this, he doesn't know, but he'll help them. He's their rabbi, it's his duty to help them. So my father went and he called up, he died already, this person, what was his name, Moshe's Talmud, help me with his name, he one of Moshe's biggest Talmudim, he died not that long ago. No.
Is it Rabbi Alpert?
No.
Rabbi Nissen Alpert?
No, Blech. No, no, not Blech. No, no, no. Someone else.
Alpert?
No, Alpert died. Bluth, right, Bluth, right, Bluth, yeah. So my father called Rabbi Bluth to come down and help, right, come down. So Rabbi Bluth told my father that no, he's not going to help them. He says, according to Rav Moshe, you're not allowed to make an Erev in the entire Flatbush, not even on a dead end street. The entire Flatbush is one big, massive Rishus Harabim, including the dead end streets, and there's nothing you can do to avoid that issue. And according to Rav Moshe, there's nothing you can do. So if you don't want to follow Rav Moshe, you want to make an Erev, okay, so you make an Erev, but he's not doing it, he's not going to help because he doesn't want to go against his Rebbe. He was very close to Rav Moshe. He's not going against his Rebbe. So what do they do? So either they got someone else to help them. My father got them someone else, and they made an Erev, and then they had a big, big fight because there's some real anti-Semites there. Real nasty people in that building who didn't like the Erev. They didn't want to go put up the Tzuras HaPesach, and they cut it down. It got very, very ugly. It turned into a very ugly fight. But this number is a very important number. Right, let's go further. This is a very important number. The number is 603-550. That's men over the age of 20 years old. And when you add a woman for every man, and you do the stats of how many children there are under the age of 20, it's going to come out to approximately 2.5 million people in an area of 8 miles by 8 miles. And America is a novelty, because in Jewish history for the last 1,000 years at least, there was no location anywhere where Jews settled, where there were Jewish people living, who wanted an Erev, that ever had a Hechatimsa, where in an area of 8 miles by 8 miles, there can be 2.5 million people living in one location. Never existed such a thing. So there was no such thing in all of rabbinic literature of a Rishus HaRabim De'oraisa, according to Rav Moshe, ever. And now come to America, it's a novelty that there can be such a metzias of having so many people living in a condensed area that was similar to what took place in the Digli Midbar. This was a novelty. It was a novelty. And Rav Moshe held it was a Shusram Deraisa. Like I told you, most people are not so machmir. Most, even people that are very loyal to Rav Moshe and are very, 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 very machnir to Rav Moshe, they don't go so far as to holding that it's mamish or Deraisa. They don't make an Erev out of respect to Rav Moshe, but on a dead-end street, many of these people will not hesitate to make an Erev. And it could be they don't even hold halacha l'maisa that it's mamish or Deraisa ad kadei kach. They won't make an Erev because out of respect. But Rav Moshe is acknowledged to being a very big chiddush. Okay, let's go further. Now that we got the number, let's move ahead. Where are we over here? Now we go now to where I lost the place over here. What have over here? Here you go. V'halavim lo yod. We do that. V'yasu v'nei shol klasher tzvi Hashem v'smosho keichon l'dinim v'hinasu. Okay, we did this. Now we're gonna go to Paragimel. The Eile told us Aaron and Moshe b'yoyim. Oh yeah, it's 8:03 already. How could it be 8:03 already? It's having so much fun here. Let us read one or two psukim. Not nice to go, but the Eile. These are the told us Aaron and Moshe b'yoyim. Diber Hashem el Moshe b'har Sinai. The Eile shmois b'nei Aaron habuchor noda v'aviu Elazar v'isama. Let's see Rashi very quickly. The Eile told us Aaron and Moshe the Eile maspe el b'nei Aaron b'nei Aaron. How come over here we only mention B'nai Aaron and we do not end up mentioning Moshe's children? What happened to Moshe's children? V'ena maskeh ela B'nai Aaron. V'nikru told us Moshe. Why? It's a beautiful Rashi. Ela l'fi shalindan Torah melamed shekol ha-melamed es ben chaveroi Torah male elav ha-kosav ki'ilu yelogai. Anyone that teaches his friend's children, Torah, as if he gave birth to them. And that's why it says here, these are the children of Aaron and Moshe. They're considered to be Moshe's children as well. On the day that Moshe spoke, because again, Rashi, he's repeating stuff that he taught them. What is saying? Targum, the Elaine, Tuldas, Aru, Moshe, Biyomid, the Malolash, Moshe, between the Sinai, and Pasuk Bey says, Alright, it's 8:04, we have to stop over here. Thank you so much for coming and learning with me. At least we learned tonight about 603550, and we learned about Taman. Taman is Yemin. It's the right side. The test is a
kifetz. What are we
learning? We're gonna finish Agdamas and Yitziv Piskam. Yitziv Piskam, the Oiron. We'll finish up. All right, have a good night, everyone. Regards to Tamari Mayor, tell her to come tomorrow to us. She can come. Yeah. She can come tomorrow. With COVID, she can come.
She won't come. I won't bring her because she's positive. So.
Don't worry about it. She can come anyway. Everyone is positive. Everyone is positive.
Yeah, but she has the runs. You don't want to have her.
All right, okay. Tell her regards. Regards to her.
Very well.
Good night. Thanks for coming.
Zai Gizan. You didn't tell me what Lisa said.
Listen, you're barking up a tree.
I'm gonna show up, that's all.
Oh yeah, you're gonna show up, yeah. No one's gonna open the door.
Okay, I'll sit on the step. On the back.
First of all, no one's gonna hear you. There are three doors. No one's gonna hear you knock.
I'll go around to the side, knock on the window. What's your problem?
She's not gonna come down. I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to be home.
What time you finish davening?
On the second day?
Yeah, but
I'm going somewhere. I'm going to go. I'm going. I go every year to this fellow. I go to someone on the second day Shavuos. Almost every year. I need a whole year to recover from going to him.
Yeah, if I recall, I'm bringing you to Rus tomorrow.
I don't know if I'm going to use it. Then I don't think they're going to let me do it. There's someone else that does it. Unless he goes away.